Ms. Thurber. Good morning to you.
May it please the Court, I'm Katie Thurber, General Counsel for the Department of Labor, on behalf of the appellant John Alden, Nebraska Commissioner of Labor. This case originated as an unemployment insurance benefit appeal before the Nebraska Appeals Division. The facts of this matter are not in dispute. The department found McCoy liable for an $850 unemployment insurance benefit overpayment. That determination is now final. The appeal tribunal found when the department exercised its statutory authority to collect on the overpayment through offset of state income tax refund, the tribunal found that a statute of limitations applied. The Department of Labor appealed to the district court. The district court affirmed and found that Nebraska Revised Statute 25206 provided a four-year statute of limitations on the department's ability to offset against state income tax refunds. The district court further expanded the appeal tribunal's finding that the debt is not subject to any method of collection. The department has two main arguments. First, the statute of limitations is an affirmative defense. Unless specifically pled, it is waived. McCoy failed to plead this defense, and it never should have been considered.
When did he fail to plead it?
When he filed his appeal with the appeal tribunal.
Did he bring it up at some point in time?
The hearing officer was the first person to bring it up, and the hearing officer is supposed to be an impartial fact finder. It's our position they crossed that ground when they initiated
it. The hearing officer's order, if you will, seems to hint that Mr. McCoy brought it up at some point in time.
There was some statement in the facts that Mr. McCoy claimed on the phone with an adjudicator throughout the years this was ongoing that he wondered why we could still collect. It was not brought up during the hearing by him until the hearing officer brought it up. It was not brought up on appeal. We have no clue which adjudicator employee he may or may not have said that to.
Before the district court, wasn't it specifically alleged in what the pro se litigant called an answer?
Yes.
So you don't dispute that it was specifically raised before the district court as an affirmative defense?
Correct. It was the district court had full knowledge, and it was in the answer to address that issue.
Thank you.
But 224 Nebraska Administrative Code Chapter 1 requires the appealing party before the appeal tribunal to identify the particular determination to be appealed and state the reasons for the appeal. The failure to state that statute of limitations argument is where we believe he missed that.
What did he say?
His appeal statement said, I am appealing your decision to intercept my state tax refund. You took my refund of $293 for 2015, as well as $177 previously, for a total of $370.
Thank you.
Further, even if no statute of limitation applies, or further, even if you find that this was properly pled, no statute of limitations applies to this, because this is not a civil action. Nebraska Revised Statute 48665 specifically grants the department the authority to set up against any state income tax refund to the claimant. This authority does not create a civil action. Further, that same statute authorizes the department to file a civil action to collect unemployment insurance benefit overpayments. The legislature clearly recognized a difference between civil action and offset against state income tax refund, or they would have required us to file a civil action to do this process. Instead, they authorized offset through statutory procedure. Chapter 7727197 to 7727204 established these procedures. It is the intent of the legislature to establish these procedures. The legislature recognized the need to limit time if that was their intent, because they, in 48665, they limited recoupment of future benefits to 3 years. 665 is structured with four different ways for us to collect, the first being civil action, the second being offset against future unemployment benefits, the third being offset against state income tax refunds, and the fourth against federal income tax refunds.
With respect to that civil action option, the statute doesn't expressly recite a limitations period, does it?
So that is where 25206 does apply.
So there are some instances in your argument where you look to other statutes for the statute of limitations, but you don't take that same position on the last two sections. Why not?
Well, on the last three, because it's not a civil action, and the statute of limitations only applies to civil actions.
How would you characterize the nature of the action?
How would I? I'm sorry.
Not civil. If it's not civil, what is it?
We're collecting on a judgment. It's been a final determination. Numerous courts have recognized that all the issues are res judicata once decided. He had his right to appeal.
So is this a judgment?
I would argue that it is a judgment, or at least akin to a judgment, and the bankruptcy court in Dicta seems to agree with that.
Does a judgment become dormant?
So, interesting question. And we don't believe so, because the appeals tribunal is not a constitutionally authorized court, and their judgments cannot become dormant.
So sometimes it's a judgment and sometimes it isn't?
Can you record this judgment in the district court to be a lien against property?
If I follow the civil action route, that's one of my collection of authority, yes.
That's not what happened here?
No. And I'd like to point out that this is very similar to the federal process of offsetting against federal tax income, and that has been determined to not have a statute of limitations as well. Originally, as passed, the federal law specifically defined what we could collect and limited it to 10 years. They repealed the 10-year limitation, did not add language saying it goes forever, but Unemployment Insurance Program Letter 1111 states may now seek to intercept federal income tax refunds for any covered unemployment compensation debt, regardless of how long it has been uncollected.
So if we were to say there is a statute of limitations here precluding state income tax intercept, you would still have the option of intercepting his federal
Correct.
Refund if there was one.
Correct. And federal law also has a similar statute of limitations as far as general actions, similar to 25206, and that's 28 U.S.C. 1658. It puts a four-year statute of limitation for civil actions arising under an act of Congress. So clearly, federal law, they recognize that this is different than a civil action. It's simply collecting on a due overpayment. And the unemployment insurance program is a federal-state partnership. Most of our laws that apply to unemployment are based off of federal law. We have to meet certain federal conformity requirements to get the tax credit for businesses. It's the whole reason that we have the unemployment program.
I'm curious why. Was there a slack time in the Department of Labor that you needed to bring an action 19 years after the fact?
Yeah, it's not that we weren't trying not to collect. We were actively pursuing collection. Finding unemployment insurance benefits is not always simple. And getting collection, we have a small agency of people who are able to do this. There are 9 employees responsible for all insurance benefits.
I'm sorry, what did that answer mean?
Well, it means we were actively pursuing the collection. We weren't able to locate him. He might not have had income tax refunds during that time frame. He clearly did previously because in his appeal statement we did collect from him prior to the collection of the issue now. So we were actively pursuing it. We just weren't able to find a way to get him.
I want to go back to sometimes this is a judgment and sometimes it isn't. If we were to try to side with you, how do we balance that, or how do we say it's a judgment on one hand and it's not a judgment on the other?
Well, I think you have previously. So in our brief, we talk about the judgment issue, and the appeal tribunal cited the multiple courts, and we disagree with that citation. You've recognized previously, sorry, I'm trying to find the right case name. It's in our brief that you've recognized previously other times where it was considered, where judgments were considered a judgment, but that they did not go dormant.
What do you think that commonly heard phrase of reduced to judgment means?
That there's a final decision, final order.
There's something that's not in judgment that could be turned into a judgment.
Correct.
Do our statutes define judgment?
Not that I'm aware of.
At what point does the party get a hearing on the issue of fact as to whether or not there was an overpayment of unemployment benefits?
At the time the overpayment is originally established, they are no determination and they have full right to appeal that determination.
And in this instance, no appeal was taken?
Correct. It was actually the decision of an appeal tribunal that needed the overpayment. The determination goes out after that. That determination. If there are no further questions, we respectfully request that you reverse the findings of the district court and find no statute of limitations.
Thank you very much. Mr. McCoy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Connor. I was never informed of that meeting or judgment that you just talked about, the beginning one. And the address of where I've been for the last 30-some years is still the same. I've worked at the same place of employment for the last 17 years, so I don't know how they couldn't find me. And I just asked what the statute of limitations was back in 95, 96, 97.
When did you bring up the statute of limitations?
I brought that up in 97, I think it is, when they first took my income tax. I asked about getting another hearing because I was never informed of the hearing. And she said that that's decided already and you can never revisit that. So I don't know. But then I've asked about when they took my income tax last year, I called and asked about, isn't there a statute of limitations? No, there's no statute of limitations. They said there's a statute of limitations about everything except murder. You're telling me there's no statute on this? Well, then I find out there's a statute of 10 years on the federal program. Well, they took that off and revised it like 5 times since then.
Did you bring it up in the letter that you wrote asking for?
No, I did not.
And then when there was a hearing, did you bring it up at that point in time?
Yes. I brought it up with Judge Barger and then with Judge Astera and District Court. And that's about all I can tell you on this. So if there's any questions, thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there time for rebuttal? There is no time for rebuttal. We will go on to the next case.